All right, it's 8:09 here on KTWH. I have Lisa Hebel and Cindy Ortman here in the studio with me, two people who have been in Lake Superior. Thank you so much, you two, for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
It is really fun to have new people in the studio, and we have a very special reason to be here. You have an event planned for the beginning of the winter frolic, but let's start with a little bit of the backstory. This didn't just come out of nowhere. Where did this come from? How do you two know each other, and who started this?
Well, hi, I'm Cindy. Lisa and I have known each other for a long, long time, but I guess recently our friendship has even bonded further just because both of us are involved in the community education swimming laps in early morning. That we've done that. Lisa's done it for many more years. In fact, she's one of our lifeguards and is there to kind of watch us too. But we've been there, and I've been there for a couple years now, and it's just a delightful place to meet, and we have met some really cool people in our community, and it just feels like a warm place to go. And I mean, warm meaning in our hearts and just talking to each other and, you know, just what's going on with the day. And so we've kind of got together, and in this recently, it's quite simple, really. We decided that we wanted to go ahead and figure out to do something for the community, because we love our community. We love Two Harbors. We obviously love Lake Superior. Who doesn't?
Yes.
It's beautiful, even in its coldness.
Yeah.
And we just started kind of brainstorming one day.
All right, now I'm going to interrupt you there, Cindy, because I want to just backtrack a little bit, because people always ask, you swim in the morning? Like, what time? So, Lisa, why don't you tell us just what time you guys get up in the morning? And I know you've been doing this for years, so
True.
You must be a morning person.
I am a morning person. I think I started in swimming laps in 2005. A few years later, did get my lifeguard certification, so I've kind of played many roles. We get there at 5:30 in the morning. We have two sessions currently, from 5:30 to 6:20, and then 6:20 to 7. We also have some lap swim and water aerobics in the evening that I do lifeguard for, and they're also available for community members.
Yes.
It's really brought people together.
As someone who also goes there, I will say that, you know, you kind of feel crazy, especially in the middle of the winter, getting up pretty much in the middle of the night. And then you get into this swim room and everyone is cheerful and they're working hard. And, you know, by the time you're all walking out the door at 6:30 or 7, everyone feels like $1 million. So it really is a unique place. How can people join this?
So for the lap swim and the water aerobics, it is simply signing up through community education. And to echo what you just said, Katya, there's never been a day where I've left the pool going, I wish I wouldn't have come. It's always a good day in the pool. Even if I don't feel strong or fantastic swimming, I'm always happy because the community that's been created and just taking time for ourselves. So it's always fun.
And we hear so much about sort of intergenerational, and it seems like this is an event that's not only intergenerational, but it's very diverse as far as sort of skill level. Like,
absolutely,
you are happy with from the Olympians down to treadwater people. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do have a variety of swimmers' desires, abilities, you know, and sometimes somebody might come in and be what we call a strong swimmer, but boy, they're tired that day. So they just have a gentle swim in the pool. Sometimes, like you said, treading water, getting the kickboard out. It's not ever a competition. It's always very supportive and uplifting. And we do really have all abilities. We had a wonderful couple, Janet and Phil Meany.
I think
our town knows them, and they were such an inspiration. I'll get a little teary here. Such an inspiration. And they swam up until
right up to
the time they passed.
I know.
I think they were both in their late 80s, and I mean, just an incredible, incredible couple. Were they, you know, ripping up the lanes? No, but wow, what an inspiration for us all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this little known morning community happens 3 days a week. And then, like you said, you have evening. What's your evening program?
Two nights a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, with water aerobics first. Those classes fill up quickly because they are so fun and adored by many. And then lap swim, Monday and Wednesday.
So glad to hear this. And now let's talk to the shining star of the hour, this polar dip coming up. And so, Cindy, you are telling us that this group got together and started talking about what to do for the community. And what did you come up with?
Well, we actually took our first dip in January just to kind of try it out and just our individuals, or it was, I think there was six of us that jumped in.
And three cheerleaders.
Yes. Yeah.
And at least one spouse.
Yes. Yeah. And it was, I think the air temperature was 22 degrees, but the water temperature was 38. So it was like a warm bath, right? Yeah. Or so we were thinking in our heads to kind of get us to go there. And the fun thing was that we all, I was a little bit tenuous, to be honest. And Katja, you kind of gave me the boost. And you said, well, if it's just the two of us, we're going to go. And all of a sudden we had, you know, four more people and cars watching. And it was really fun. And we just together jumped in, and it wasn't very long, but it was so fun, and I know I screamed, but of course you can, and I was very proud that I could do that, and again, it was just fun, and I was prepared. I had brought some towels that I put in a little bag that was warm from my dryer, like, you know, 20 minutes before
that. Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. And wore wool socks. I was, Lisa told us to wear wool socks, and I had my water shoes on, and yeah, it was just really, really fun. Much, much more fun than I anticipated even. Yes. I was more nervous, but then at the end I was like, wow, do I want to do that again?
Right.
Which was surprising because I don't often jump in Lake Superior,
right,
know, even
and
in
it's,
the summer.
And I remember you texted us after and talked about how invigorating it was. How long were we in there? Some for, you know, seconds, right?
Yeah, it probably have to be less than 10 seconds.
Less than 10 seconds. Yeah. So it's not a huge commitment. People can stay in longer if they want. Now, I tend to travel a bit, and I love to dip every time I see water. And, you know, many of the recent dips that I've taken have been very, very cold. So this was not, you know, too foreign to me. I love cold water dips. I love dipping in any bit of lake that I can find. And so this just brings excitement to me.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to travel far. Here we have this amazing, amazing, beautiful lake, and
yes,
we can dip in it.
And so, Lisa, tell us a little, some tips for those who might be thinking, you know what, I might try this.
Yes. And I would say, absolutely, come try it. Come watch. If you're apprehensive, it is okay. This is not a have to. This is an, you know, what I like to say, this is a, you know, an opportunity, not an obligation. You can come cheer us on. Tips I would recommend, like Cindy mentioned, putting some wool socks on, and I just wore some winter or some summer sandals, you know, just for the rocks. I would put something on your hands, maybe mittens or some wool socks.
And just to clarify, you do wear that in the water.
Thank you. In the water. And, of course, I had a swimsuit. You could wear shorts and a T-shirt, whatever. And then I actually put my swim cap on. And I know some people had their stocking hat on. And sometimes you can go in and just be in the water, hands out of the water, head out of the water, and that's, you know, plenty. Sometimes you can dip in. And
right, we're not purists here.
Yes.
Anything is fine.
Yes.
If somebody wants to put their toes in. In fact, a few of our cheerleading group, Deb, Marsha, and Mary, putting a plug out for them, went down and, you know, touched the water just to see what the temps were. And they were so excited, and that counts too, right? Being part of a community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have to say also, having them there was just
great.
It was really fun. And they were so sweet. I mean, what can I do? And handing me a towel and, you know, just finding whatever they could do to kind of get us through it. And we talked to a few of them, and some of them would eventually like to try that too. It's, you know, try what we did. And we're excited about
that.
Right.
It really is impossible to be sad or depressed after a dip. I think it just physically is impossible.
I think so too.
And someday we're going to have another interview to talk about all the health benefits of dipping, which are starting to be really researched as this is really becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. So when and where is the big event?
It will be this next Friday, a week from today, at 5 o'clock in the evening at Burlington Bay.
Yes, so memorize that, everybody.
Right, February 7th, 5 p.m. It's going to be kind of incorporated into the Winter Frolic, and so we're excited to have our little inaugural community dip incorporated into that.
Yeah.
I do want to say that we're going to do this throughout the year. This is not just a one-time thing. We're going to aim for the first Friday of each month, 5 o'clock down at Burlington. And just join us. Ask questions. Contact one of us. Ask around. We'd love to have more join in. It's really exciting.
Right. And no age is too young or too old.
Right.
I know there's always this question, so I'll just ask it. When you come out of there, aren't you freezing?
That's a really good question. I neglected to wear anything on my hands last week. So my hands were cold the rest of the night, but I was in there for such a short time that I warmed, I warmed up so quickly because I wasn't cold to the core. You know, some of us think, oh, that time I was out and I was snowshoeing and I just didn't.
Right. It's not like hypothermia.
It's not hypothermia. I responded very quickly. And we had, like you said, warm towel. We had I drove home in my bathrobe. You know?
And we had just gotten there not long before that, so our cars were warm.
Yeah.
I went home. I took a nice warm shower. Mm-hmm. I had some hot tea. I felt cozy and warm all night.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yep. And I will say when we were coming out, I do recall hearing lots of, I don't know who said what, but I remember hearing, I'm not even cold. Mm-hmm. I'm not even cold. And just the amazement of, I mean, it takes a while to cool down the core. And,
yes.
You know, I'm sure some people are more susceptible to than others. As someone that's traditionally hot, for me, it's like a blessed relief from the heat, which I know sounds funny, but for women my age, you know, that really might be a consideration.
Right. If ever you're having a hot flash, come dip with us at 5. If you can time it that way, it is a fantastic relief.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right. I'm speaking with Cindy Ortman and Lisa Hebel about the upcoming Polar Dip to kick off the Winter Frolic on Friday, a week from today at 5 p.m. at Burlington Day. We hope to get a big crowd there, or at least a few dippers. Anything will work. I'm so glad you two came in this morning. Is there anything you would like to add?
I do have one last bit. This is a wide open event for all. Just know that this is not something where lifeguards are on duty. We just want to say that, yes, we all will be responsible for ourselves. Of course, there's an inherent risk to anything that we do in this world.
Yeah.
Be mindful of that. Know your limits. We are all there to help, but know that there's not a specific lifeguard on duty, and we will be thrilled to see you all there.
Yes, and yeah. I'll just add to that. I don't think any of us went in over our waist, but I would also add I wouldn't go in if you're fighting an illness.
Correct.
I think there may be people that would advocate for that as a way, but I would not be on that.
Right. So, we were up to our waist and then dipped under if we chose to.
Yep.
So,
and I just want to add, perhaps new friendships will occur.
Yeah.
Healthy conversations.
Perhaps.
And a sense of sharing this beautiful lake with each other. So join us.
Wonderful. We will end on that. Thank you so much, Cindy and Lisa, for being here in the studio with me.
Thank you.
Take care.